Hey there. Welcome to Start and Keep Going. I'm Molly, and I'm so happy you're here. Today I've got for you a really simple way to think about self-care and why it shouldn't be the last thing on your list. Because one thing I know for sure is that we are each responsible for taking care of ourselves. Nobody is going to do it for you. Maybe you have really supportive people in your life. I hope you do, and that's great. But ultimately, you are responsible for your self-care. You can't rely on somebody else to do it for you or tell you when you need to do it. So you've got to have a way to know for yourself. So today, we're comparing self-care with batteries. To record this, I use a battery-powered mic that I also use for sessions with my clients. And there's a little light that shows that it's on, and when the battery gets low, it blinks. But I've noticed it will blink for like hours before the battery is actually dead. And so I tend to not change the batteries right away when it starts blinking because I think, oh, I still have plenty of time. And that's fine, but I was recently in a session with a client and the light was blinking and I kept thinking, okay, I just need to like make sure it doesn't die during this session because that would be lame. And so I kept looking at the light and then I finally was just like, hold on, I don't need to like get every last drop out of these old batteries before I put new ones in. The goal is not to use up the entire battery till it's dead. The goal is to not have the mic stop working in the middle of a session. And so I said, hold on for a second, please. And I changed the batteries. And then I didn't have to worry about it. And I didn't have to give it any energy. And I could just focus. So that's kind of silly. And I feel dumb about it now that I didn't just do that before I started. But I'm sure all is forgiven. And now I have, you know, a life lesson from this. So it just struck me as I was thinking about how the goal is not to use up the entire battery. And I mean, okay, maybe that is the goal for some people, like waste not, want not, right? That whole attitude is really ingrained in me. My mom is really good at making things last and stretching them out and being really frugal. And I was just taught to not waste anything ever. And so there's a lot of me that really wants to use up the batteries all the way before changing them. So yeah, for some people it might be the goal, but the purpose of the batteries is to make the microphone work. And so in this case, even if my goal is to not waste any battery, that would have to be a secondary goal because the first goal has to be the whole purpose of it, which is for the microphone to work and continue working, right? So when we let the secondary goal get in the way of the first goal, then we're really, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot. So as I was thinking about that, and like the goal of the battery use, which is like, I don't usually think in those terms, I just put in a battery. But when I thought about it, I just thought about taking care of ourselves and how we're not batteries and we can't be replaced. But we can be recharged, which of course then makes me think about chargeable batteries like the one in my laptop, the one in my phone. And from what I understand, especially when one of those things is new, you are supposed to drain the battery all the way before you charge it again. At least a few times so that it like learns how to do it or whatever. I don't know if that's real or if it's still a thing. But we're not like that. We're humans. And so our goal is to continue having energy, to continue being able to function, to not have a moment where we just totally stop. So unlike a laptop battery and unlike batteries that can just be swapped out real quick, we have to make our goal to not get all the way empty before we recharge. Which means we've got to pay attention to the blinking light. Now, I'm sure everyone has different blinking lights that signal when you're low on energy, when you're low on support, either from others or yourself, when you're stretched too thin, when you just need a break, or you need a change, or you need something to shift so that you can function well and not run out of batteries, so to speak. When I say that, I think about my husband, who used to own and operate a full-service restaurant, and he was gone all the time and just worked really hard. And it was kind of a crazy lifestyle, really exhausting. Just, you know, he'd put in long hours, he'd get a day off, but then have to go in on his day off because people didn't show up, or something stopped working, or the health department surprised everybody, or whatever. He had a hard time stepping away from work frequently enough. So whenever he did get like a true break, when, you know, they were closed for a holiday or something like that, his body would like revolt. Like, he would get sick almost every time. If he had, you know, he'd finally wrap up all the holiday catering and be like, all right, time for Christmas with my family. And then he'd get sick day one. That just like, as his body somehow knew that he finally had a break and it was going to take full advantage and recharge those batteries because they were all the way dead. And I don't know how he could have done it differently. It was just a really demanding time of life. But it is unfortunate, I guess we'll say that, that he didn't recharge until his batteries were totally dead. Speaking of which, you know how, like, if your phone gets down to 1% battery, 2% battery, and you plug it in, it just charges and you can keep using it and it's fine. But if you let it go all the way to zero and die, then you got to plug it in and you can't even use it. It won't even wake up for a while until it's charged. And I think people are totally like that. If we get low and then we charge back up, we're kind of all right. But if we get all the way to zero, I think it just, the time it takes to get from zero to one is a lot longer than from one to two or 13 to 14, etc. Which totally makes sense to me. If you have nothing to draw on, then even the energy required to recover or recharge, however you do that, it's not there. So it just takes longer before you're feeling okay and functioning all right again. So back to the blinking lights or flashing lights, whatever you want to say. When I had little toddlers, they had really distinctive flashing lights when they were tired. I don't know if these are universal. It seems pretty common, but I noticed that their ears would get like bright red when they were really tired. I don't know what that's about, but I've heard that from other people too. And so I could see really by looking at their face that they were tired. And of course, they're going to have, you know, sleepy eyes a lot of the time. They're going to start crying at everything. Like things that are really not a big deal at all. Of course, toddlers sometimes do that anyway, but there's kind of a difference when they're tired. But it was so obvious to me when I would see those signs and go, oh, yep, you need a nap. Or it's bedtime. And it was just as simple as that. There wasn't this like, oh, why are you acting this way? Why are you crying all the time? What is your problem? You should be better. You should be happy. It was just simply, you're tired. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. It doesn't mean you're doing a bad job or anything. It's just, you need sleep now. But for some reason, us grown-ups, we sometimes kind of punish ourselves for being tired or for needing something. We make it mean that there's something wrong with us, that we're somehow inferior because we need a break, we need sleep, we need food, we need downtime or fun or alone time. It's weird, right? The toddler is just a fact of life, no big deal. But then with us, we attach all this drama to it. So I think it would be good to identify what your flashing lights are. For me, I have come to recognize the phrase, I'm not cut out for this, as a flashing light. If that phrase is running through my head, whether it's about work or motherhood or getting dinner on the table or learning something new that does not come naturally to me, that phrase used to really send me through a loop. But now I get it. I know that that phrase means I'm tired. And so I've started to act on the real meaning behind that phrase instead of what I think it means, which is I'm never going to amount to anything, you know? Okay, another flashing light for me is when I start to snowball. And by that I mean I notice something that's bothering me. And then I notice another thing that's bothering me, and another, and another. And everywhere I look, there are just problems and people being stupid and everything's going wrong. And how did we get to such a terrible place? And I've learned that when I start building momentum like that and building this giant snowball of everything that's wrong all at once, that's when I need to check in with myself. And generally, I'm feeling unsupported in some way. Most often, it's because I'm just not doing the things I need to support myself. It's usually not even about somebody else, but that's another flashing light that I've noticed. So when that happens, I try to just stop because I know that my momentum has taken me somewhere I don't want to go. And if I can just immediately retreat and be by myself for a few minutes, that's ideal. And just ask myself, what do I need? What need do I have that's not being met right now? And how can I commit to taking care of that so I can go on with my life without feeling like the world is ending and everybody's against me? Then there are times when I have a mysterious blinking light and I don't really know what it is exactly, but sometimes I just feel off. I feel kind of jittery and just weird. I don't know how else to describe it. And I think it's okay to not really identify exactly what's going on. But with that flashing light, I try to just leave the house or get a change of scenery wherever I am. Move my body a little bit. If I can go for a walk, that's better than going for a drive. But a drive is better than nothing. Sometimes I listen to music, sometimes I don't. But usually a little bit of solitude will help. It doesn't necessarily fix everything or make the weird feeling go away, but it helps me not spin out into further distress. So those are a few of my flashing lights, my warning signals, and I'm getting a little better at not ignoring them like I do with the battery light. But I challenge you to identify what your flashing lights are and what they are trying to tell you, and charge the batteries before they run out. There's no glory in running your batteries all the way down before you give yourself a fresh start or a little rest. So get to know your own personal blinking lights, and in the meantime, develop some kind of ritual of restarting the day. This is something that I made up for my daughter, who's 4. And sometimes she'll just get, like, she just is having a rough go. Maybe her siblings are kind of picking on her, or maybe she spilled water on her shirt. She hates getting wet if she's not in the bath or something. And she'll just get really worked up. And I wanted a way to show her that, like, she can come back from this. It doesn't have to ruin the entire day. And so I made up the phrase, like, reset the day. Oh, I think I said restart before. Reset is how we say it. And I told her there are lots of ways you can reset the day. You can read a book. You can snuggle with mom. You can take a little nap or just lie in your bed and rest for a bit. Or you can do something that's fun, but not like super exciting, just kind of, you know, playing with some blocks or something. Not intense, not potential to like go wrong and make things worse. I don't remember what other ways I told her, but she usually chooses snuggle with mom, which is awesome. But I think that turned out to be a pretty good idea, and I want to have a list of ways for myself to reset my day and not wait for, like, things to be better before I can just get grounded again and start fresh and move in a direction that I want to go instead of the way the current is pulling me. So, same list as my daughter's, really. Take a nap, read a book, snuggle, go for a walk, some kind of simple pleasure or comfort or anything that brings you into the present moment. Because in the present moment, you're always okay. Fear is in the future. Guilt and regret are in the past. The present moment is safe. So if you can come back to that moment, even if there is larger turmoil around you, anything that helps you be in that moment, check in with your senses and just be human for a minute without needing to think about everything else, will help you reset the day, which I think is a great first step to recharging those batteries and helps you identify what you need to do next to take care of yourself and make sure you don't run all the way out. So to recap, remember that the goal is not to run your batteries all the way down. The goal is to keep going. And the sooner you charge your batteries, the more often you charge your batteries, the less need you have to worry about them running out. You know how some people fill up their gas tank when it gets to half empty? I don't do that, but I think it's brilliant because those people never have to worry about running out of gas. Because when they get to the level where it's time to refill, they still have half a tank. They could go for miles and miles and miles with some unexpected situation and not have to worry about running out of gas. I think if we treat ourselves the same way, don't wait till we're dangerously low, but, you know, top off as soon as we can. I think we're better off acting like that one server who refills your water glass as soon as you've taken two sips. The closer you can stay to full, the better prepared you are to deal with whatever comes your way, and the better you're going to feel all the time. And then you also don't have to worry about totally falling apart, totally running out. You don't have to keep your eye on that blinking light because it's not blinking. So that's all well and good, but there will be times when you have the blinking light. And there are two things we don't want to do. We don't want to ignore the light and just keep going as if nothing is wrong. And the second thing we don't want to do is judge the fact that we have the light. I will never forget something my friend said years and years ago. I was expressing frustration that I couldn't, you know, operate as usual because I was not getting enough sleep. I had a little baby keeping me up all night, and I was beating myself up for not being the stellar mom I thought I could be on 3 hours of sleep. And I was saying I should be stronger than that and not use that as an excuse or something like that. I don't know. It sounds like total nonsense to me now. But my friend stopped me and said, "You have a responsibility to take care of yourself. It's not wrong to need a nap. It's wrong to not take a nap when you need it. You think it's making you a better mom to try to push through even though you're exhausted? How?" At the time, I really thought I could just muscle my way through without taking care of my needs. And she stopped me in my tracks and said that, and I'll never forget. That was a turning point for me when I decided to take self-care seriously. I don't think I'd ever even heard of self-care then. It was like this new concept. But I went from judging that blinking light, thinking that meant I was failing somehow or doing something wrong, to realizing that light was something I needed to learn from. It was a cue telling me that it was time to take care of me. And not only me, but me also. So we don't want to ignore the lights and we don't want to judge them. We want to learn from them. Take that signal to do something. And if you're not quite sure what the blinking light is telling you, that's okay. You'll learn over time the more you pay attention to it. But if you have some kind of go-to way to reset your day or check in with yourself somehow, regardless of what you need, it can help to just slow down for a minute. Take a little inventory of your needs and the factors going into why you're feeling how you're feeling, and then you'll know what to do next. Thank you so much for being here, for listening. If this podcast is helpful to you, I would love it if you would share it with your friend or sister. Sharing is caring, and that would mean the world to me. Thank you. I'll talk to you next time.